This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You hear a lot about companies looking overseas to find cheap labor, but there is a more than adequate supply right here at home. A joint investigation by Marketplace and ProPublica finds that many of the country's biggest companies are using immigrant labor at their warehouses near Chicago, and that often those workers have to pay to get the work, which then takes their salaries down below minimum wage. Michael Graybell from ProPublica and our Jeff Tyler did the reporting for our Wealth and Poverty Desk. Here's Jeff.
So it's about 4:30 in the morning out here in Chicago. We are standing outside of a white van, and it's freezing outside, so most of the people have already taken a spot in the van.
The passengers are all Latino. Many are undocumented. They're headed to minimum wage jobs in the suburbs. They'll pack stuffed animals at a warehouse 40 minutes away. One of the nation's biggest temp staffing companies signs their checks, but recruiting the workers and transporting them to the job site, that's handled by an underground labor broker called a Reitero. In our investigation, we found that the Reiteros control access to work from beginning to end.
There's lots of work at Fresh Express, packing lettuce, men and women. Be ready at 5 in the morning.
That Reitero lists the available temp jobs on his outgoing phone message. And even though it's against the law, some Reiteros charge workers a fee to fill out a job application, like 20-year-old Maria Martinez.
For the application, I had to put like $4.
Many workers don't have cars, so they depend on the Reitero to get to and from the job. But that can be a scary proposition. I asked a small, middle-aged worker named Estella if she has confidence in the drivers.
The drivers drive very crazy. Sometimes they drive a very high speed. It is not safe.
She says some drivers even drink on the job. Drivers are supposed to have a commercial license. Many don't have any license. Take this driver.
Tiene una licencia para manejar.
Sí tengo, pero no la voy a sacar.
He said that he has a license, but he wouldn't show it to me. The rides are the main way that Reiteros make money. The Reiteros charge $8 a day for a ride round trip. That's a lot for temp workers who make just over $8 an hour. And workers say if you don't pay for a ride, the Reiteros won't find you a job. Employment lawyer Chris Williams represented a guy who lives in Joliet, south of Chicago.
We had a worker who went to a staffing agency, was told, no, if you want to work at this staffing agency, you have to drive up to Chicago, go to Little Village, and meet at someone's garage. He went there, he waited, he got on a van, and they drove him back to Joliet to a factory to work in Joliet, Illinois. And then at the end of the day, he had to drive back in the van and then get back in his car and drive back to Joliet. And he had to pay for the ride in order to do that.
Williams says forcing temp workers to pay for rides is illegal under Illinois law, and if the money for the ride is deducted from a worker's check, forcing the pay below minimum wage, Williams says that's illegal too. It's Friday evening in Little Village, the end of a long week. Workers come here to 26th Street, where Reiteros distribute paychecks at check cashing stores. They're charged 1 to 2% to cash their checks. And sometimes they're even cheated out of the change.
They keep all the pennies.
Many workers say they've been ripped off for more than pennies, getting cheated out of the hours worked. I found 20-year-old Maria Martinez selling fruit from a food cart on the sidewalk. She used to work with the Reiteros until she didn't get paid.
They just had us back and forth going to the office and to the Reitero, and that was it. And your money, they didn't give it to you back.
So how much money did you lose?
300, which is like a week of work, 40 hours.
They didn't pay you?
No, they didn't pay me.
I spoke with Eugenio Aguilar, the Reitero Martinez blamed for her missing check. But Aguilar says any missing payments are the result of a clerical error by the temp staffing agency.
The companies use a supervisor. Sometimes the supervisor forgets to record the names of the workers. That's why sometimes they don't get paid.
I met Aguilar in front of his apartment building. Nothing special for Little Village. I asked him if he's getting rich as a Reitero.
No, just enough to eat.
I met another Reitero at this church in a two-story brick building in a residential neighborhood. Bertin Salgado is also a reverend. He says he doesn't get any money from the staffing agencies.
The temporary staffing offices don't even pay me anything. Sometimes they don't even know me.
Salgado sees himself as helping the community.
El raitero existe porque es una necesidad.
He says the raitero exists because it's a necessity. Several workers I interviewed said the same thing. Without the raiteros, they say, who's going to hire a middle-aged woman with no education, no car, and no ability to speak English? The raiteros represent their lifeline to employment, though it comes at a big price that they can't avoid paying. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Jeff explains how the Raitero business model benefits American companies. And there is much more from our joint investigation with ProPublica on our website. It's marketplace.org.